Hi, everybody. And guess what? That's right. They just told you it's time for the good stuff. And it's Kim and Mike. And I've got a whole bunch of good stuff. How about you, Mike?
I'm going to do the game horse from Tony Schwatter from Eastern South Dakota today.
Well, I'm eagerly anticipating. But before we do that, let's dive into the world beyond pasture with Tri-State Livestock News. You can unearth the secrets of successful breeders, immerse in the thrill of rodeo news, and explore exciting upcoming events. With a focus on everything from grains to performance horses, we are the Rancher's Weekly Bible. It's what ranchers read. Tri-State Livestock News, TSLN.com.
This was sent in several years back to Jim for the Good Stuff program, and it was written by Tony Schwatter from Eastern South Dakota. It's called The Game Horse. He was tied up to the trailer out behind the stands, a blaze-faced sorrel gelding, roughly 15 hands, high withers, slightly ewe-necked, back a little swayed, white hairs on his muzzle, eyes sunk with age, an old warrior with his best years long since gone away. Left here babysitting at a small town horse play day. Watched over by her parents, a young girl kissed the horse. They coached her on the fine points and wished her luck, of course. He hardly seemed to notice when the small girl took his lead. He followed without balking, but not with any speed. She climbed on and walked him around some. He went with a fuss. His head was down, the reins were slack, his feet dragged in the dust. When they called her name, his ears pricked up. She sat up in her seat. Trotting to the gate, there was new lightness in his feet. When they got into the alley, he flared his nostrils wide, picked up the bit and arched his neck. She latched on for the ride. She let him go. As they went, the years melted away, and he was once again the barrel horse he'd been in younger days. With eyes on fire and muscles bunched, raw power in his stride, blazing speed and energy wrapped in horse's hide, he had chased the cans from Old Cheyenne to the Calgary Stampede. From Amarillo to Salina, he had lived the game horse creed. Run to live, live to run. It was printed in his genes. From nose to tail, his big heart pumped blue blood through his veins. Coming through the pattern, they touched the last can some. It was still up on edge when they were halfway home. When she asked him for a little, he gave her all he had. The barrel stood, the run was good, and the time was not too bad. When she pulls the saddle, he's an old horse once again. But while he's running barrels, he's all he's ever been. So here's to the old gamer. May your golden years, like his, be filled with golden moments and glorious memories of races run and races won, of places that we've been, of friends we've made along the way, and good things that we have seen, and someone who will need us for what we still can do. May our needs be small, our wants be less, and our troubles be but a few. And again, that was sent in from Tony Schwatter from Eastern South Dakota. He had written that almost two decades ago.
My goodness, I've got a piece. This is just a little short piece from Mike McFarland. I want a closed casket funeral. However, toward the end of the service, please have the organist play Pop Goes the Weasel over and over until everyone in attendance is staring at my coffin with mute, horrified anticipation.
Sounds like that's got a sense of humor.
Indeed. And I have a thought for the day. To live content with small means, to seek elegance rather than luxury, and refinement rather than fashion. To be worthy, not respectable, and wealthy, not rich. To listen to stars and birds, babes and sages, with open heart. To study hard, to think quietly, act frankly, talk gently, await occasions, hurry never. In a word, to let the spiritual, unbidden, and unconscious grow up through the common. This is my symphony. William Henry Channing, 1810 to 1884. I still think it makes a lot of sense.
It still holds true today, doesn't it?
Indeed. Okay, we better have a short old one, don't you think, Mike?
I suppose we should.
All right. Okay, let's go with a short one before we wrap it up. The English language often got the better of my German grandfather, a pastor. During one service, he announced that two members of his flock were getting married. You're all invited to the wedding, he told the congregation, and also to the parish hall afterward for the conception.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Jerome Lossner sent that.
And folks, if you have something to send, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. We really appreciate hearing from some of you listeners out there. Some of our great radio stations like Winter South Dakota's KWIR 1260 AM Country. Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.